Good afternoon and welcome to today's midday interview. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn in for Jamila Erickson, who is on vacation. Joining me today to talk about Couplet, 2 days of verse, happening this weekend at Old Books on Front Street, Addie Robinson McCulloch and Steve Roberts. Welcome, Addie and Steve.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
It's great to have you here. Addie, can you just start by explaining what a poetry festival is and specifically what Couplet is?
Couplet is a 2-day poetry festival that will be this weekend at Old Books on Front Street, and it's for everybody. It's a celebration of poetry, and it will start Saturday morning at 11:30 with four fabulous poets reading and continue through the weekend.
Great. The festival kicks off, as you said, this Saturday and runs through Sunday. And in a note that I had from Gwynifar, she pointed out the fact that this was organized by the five people who weren't thinking that Super Bowl Sunday was this weekend. But that's okay, because there are more than five of us, I think.
Absolutely.
Steve, what is your role in the festival?
Gwynifar sells three of my books in the bookstore, and it's just exciting for me to be having four superlative poets coming in from out of town.
Now, one of the aspects of this festival is the launch of a new anthology, and both of you have poems that are published in that anthology. Steve, can you tell us about that?
Yes, Gwynifar is actually starting, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed, but hopefully she may be doing some more books. And what's so special about this anthology was that she has put the word out to anyone across the state, local and out of town. So it's going to be a really good representation of people writing across North Carolina.
And speaking of that, where these local and regional poets that are coming into town, there are some publishers that are connected to, are they publishers just promoting the idea of North Carolina writers? Is that right, Addie?
Three of the four poets who are coming are published by either J. Carr Press or Press 53, which are two outstanding literary presses here in North Carolina. And both presses are committed to promoting writers, not simply by publishing them, but by promoting and sponsoring workshops, festivals, and all kinds of different things for writers.
There are so many interesting facets of this poetry festival, and I noticed that one of them is an open mic opportunity. Is that something, who would be welcome at such an event? Do tickets need to be purchased to attend this open mic afternoon?
No, anyone can come to the open mic. Slam poets, literary poets, closet poets, anyone's welcome to come and read. There probably will be a sign-up sheet at the door, but anyone can come on down and read or listen.
And there are some workshops going on, too. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those workshops?
Yes. At 11:30, from 11:30 to 12:30 Saturday, there will be readings by our four guest poets. And that will be immediately followed by one-on-one mini critiques. So anyone out there who'd like to have an experienced poet look at their work and make helpful comments can come down and bring a poem or two and participate in the mini critiques. We'll have a break for lunch, and then at 2:30 there are two more formal workshops, one on exploring ways to create and develop images and another on truth and fact in poetry.
Now let's talk a little bit just about poetry in general, because there are a lot of people who would consider themselves generally literate who don't really find poetry accessible or who haven't been fans of poetry. And what might you say to those people to open the door a little bit to them?
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because I think that's certainly understandable. It's hard to even find poetry around town unless you specifically go into the bookstore, into the poetry section, or to the library. It takes a lot of initiative on the part of the individual to attempt to address or become more familiar with poetry. For instance, if you go into the grocery store or the drugstore, when you check out, it's the We magazine and the Cosmopolitan or whatever. And so, yes, but the poets that we have coming in from out of town, we have one coming in from Charlotte and three from the Raleigh-Durham area. They are very accessible. And anyone who's ever heard them say to themselves, gee, I don't understand poetry, I'd like to understand poetry more, this would be a great opportunity to hear four poets who I think they'll understand and hopefully like, although that's a very individual thing.
What do you think the biggest misconception on the part of the general public is about poetry and poets?
I think the biggest misconception is that it's an exclusive art form, and it's not. A great poem has a really good structure, hits you in the gut with emotion, and is accessible to a wide audience.
And that's interesting. You use the language hits you in the gut, so it immediately goes beyond the intellect.
Absolutely.
And you certainly can analyze it from the place of the intellect, but you're talking about this also having an emotional impact and resonating with some truth inside of the reader.
As with any art form. And all of us have our individual preferences, and that's another reason to come down to Couplet, because we have four very different poets coming, and I think there will be something for everyone.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Addie Robinson McCulloch and Steve Roberts, who are two professional poets. They're local. They live in Wilmington, and they are participating in this weekend's poetry festival at Old Books on Front Street, known as Couplet, 2 days of verse. That's kicking off tomorrow. Addie, I understand that you have some material of your own that you brought along with you. Could you share some of that with us?
Certainly. I'd be happy to read a poem I wrote a while back that was published in the online journal Redheaded Stepchild, Concessions. I think it will be accessible to a wide audience. Concessions. Despite two watches on his wrist, he opens the garage at all hours, unable to tell if it's night or day. It's as if the moon fell and bounced once off the pavement before shattering into quarters and crescents, its shrapnel severing tendons of thought. Before the accident he doesn't remember having with the car, he refused to concede even the finest point. Now he runs from the smallest conflict, doesn't know he's opening the door in his underwear. He is thinner, paler. Soon he will be translucent, bits of moon shining through him at all hours.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me read it.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. You were talking about a workshop that will be addressing building images in poetry. And there were so many just in that very short piece that you shared with us. Can you talk about how a beginning poet or someone who's wanted to take a stab at this might start? What does it mean to build an image in poetry?
The first thing I recommend is to get everything down on the page that comes to you while it's there fresh in your mind. And then you begin looking at where the connections are and images that help and will make the poem accessible for the reader. Steve, can you elaborate on that maybe?
I was so engrossed in your answer, I forgot the question. What are we?
How do you approach building an image in poetry?
I think for me, definitions and equations when it comes to how to write a poem are elusive. I'm entirely always humbled by the accidents, the combination of intentions and accidents that result in, you know, a poem in the end.
How did you get started in poetry, Steve?
Definitely by default. I was an undergraduate at Chapel Hill and really couldn't find any subjects that, you know, were really speaking to me. And then I started writing, and the poetry writing classes liked what I was writing, and the rest is history.
And what does it mean to be a poet in Wilmington? Addie, you were saying earlier that you're essentially a professional poet, and, you know, we had a couple of laughs about the fact that that doesn't necessarily mean anybody gets paid. But what does that mean to be a poet?
Well, in addition to writing poetry, it's also about building community. It's about networking with other poets. It's about building your craft. It's about playing well in the sandbox. And that's something that Gwenifer at Old Books on Front Street is helping us do through this festival this weekend.
And earlier you talked about some of the other reasons for the festival. How did this come together, and why was it created in the first place?
I think Gwenifer is looking to bring a home for poets and poetry to Wilmington. I think that's part of it.
Addie Robinson McCulloch and Steve Roberts, thank you so much for joining us today. They were here talking about this weekend's poetry festival at Old Books on Front Street that kicks off tomorrow and runs through Sunday. The public is welcome, in fact, encouraged to attend. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Rachel.
Yeah, thanks.